Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chof Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, 10 lines down, with the word Bakesef. Bakesef, Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, Ma'ache L'Rabboi, HaMrabba L'Ache Loi. The Mishnah taught that a slave can go free by giving money of other people to the master. Rabbi Yirmiya says, if someone else gave money to the master, it works, but it would not work for the master to give money to other people. Am Rabbi Zeira, Afilim Rabbi L'Ache, Mao Moitzi Mirabai La'atzmai. Rabbi Zeira disagrees. He says the master could give money to others. If another could go free the slave through giving money to the master, the opposite would also be true. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Kaim Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiya asked of Rabbi Zeira the following question. Helech kesef zeh, sheyetzei abdech alecheirus. What would be the din if a person would say, take this money for your slaves to go free? Amaole, Rabbi Zeira answered, yoitzeh, that would certainly work. What if a person would say, I'm giving you this money for your field to become hefka, ownerless? Amalei, Rabbi Zeira answered, lo yatsas, it does not work, the field does not become hefka. Ma'o ben zeh lezeh, what's the difference between this case and that case? And Rabbi Zeira answers, zeh zikah leben das, zeh lo zikah leben das. In the case of the slave, the recipient is acquiring from a person who has intellect, which is not the case of a field, the recipient does not have intellect, it's a field. If that's the case, so what would be the din if the slave was a deaf mute, that he does not have das? Amalei, ish, Rabbi Zeira says no, but he's still an adult, a man, he's in the category of people who do have intellect. What would be in the case then if the slave was a child? Amalei, daokoi lahagdil, Rabbi Zeira answers no, it's no problem, because in the future he'd grow up to be someone who does have intellect. Rabbi Yonah tells us that Rabbi Zeira, who said that the master could give money to other people to free the slave, he follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tani of Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Meshum Rabbi Meir, Af Beshtar Al Yedei Acherim, Lo Al Yedei Atzmoi. We have a Bais that teaches Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Meir that the Tan of our Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Meir, he can acquire himself with a document through himself. Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees though and says that Rabbi Meir holds he has to acquire himself with a document through others. Ma'o b'shtar adei acherim, lo adei atzmoi, lo rabbi noisen shtar l'acherim, sheyetzer avda l'acherus, lo hacha rabbi noisen kesef l'acherim, sheyetzer avda l'acherus. What's meant by the term through others, but not through himself? Is it not the case that the master gives the document to other people for a slave to go free? Here also the master can give money to others for a slave to go free. Ami Avavun, Asya, Karebi, Derebi Amar Adam Meshachre, Chatzi Avdoi. Where Avon tells us that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is following the opinion of Rebbe, who says a person could free half of his slave. Because if he was being completely freed, why couldn't the slave receive the document for himself, using this principle that he acquires his hand and his document at the same time? The Gemara asks the question, relates to Rabbanon Adam Shachre Chatzi Avdoi, to the Rabbanon not agree that one could free half of its slave? And the Gemara answers, Islain Be'evetcho Shutfus, Ava Be'evetcho Kolei Shaloi, Shnihi Shu Mezaka Miminoi Lesmoiloi. It could be achieved only if you had two partners owning the same Eved, that one could free him and the other one did not. But if it's a slave owned by one master, because half of him remains a slave, his hand automatically receives the document from the master, and it's as if the master just transferred the document from his right hand to his left hand, and that's why it would not work. Ask the Gemara, V'leis l'Rebbe shu kazaka mimin l'smoyla, does Rebbe not agree that it's as if the master merely transferred it from his right hand to his left hand? And the Gemara answers, Islei b'mezakeloi al yedei acher, here there's an acquisition because another person is receiving the document to free half the slave. And the Gemara asks, V'leis l'Rabbonon b'mezakeloi al yedei acher, do the Rabbonon agree to that case? Savi Rabbonon, haroi lezachos aladei atzmoi, roi lezachos aladei acher. Rishen roi lezachos aladei atzmoi, enu roi lezachos aladei acher. The Rabbonon hold, and this is the answer, that whoever can acquire for himself can have an acquisition for others on his behalf. But whoever can't acquire for himself, others cannot make the acquisition for him. Whereas, Rebbe Oimer, afafisha enu roi lezachos aladei atzmoi, roi lezachos aladei acherim. Rebbe holds, even one who cannot acquire for himself, others can acquire for him. And the Gemara asks the question, The question is, if a slave would lift up an ownerless item and he said, I'm acquiring it for myself and not for my master, what will be the law? Does it nevertheless become the master's, or can he acquire it for himself? And the Gemara answers from a Mishnah in Nedarim, Nishmainim in Adar, Hamudah Hanaya Me Chasanai, Vuroitzel Ases Labitoi Mois. If a person vowed against giving any benefit to his son-in-law, but he wishes to give his daughter money, Oimela, he should say to his daughter, Haria Mois Ha'elu Nasunim Lach Matana, Ovachoi Lehei Levaalech, Roshuspahem, Elamash Atno Ases Lepich. This money is given to you as a gift on condition that your husband has no control over it, but rather it should be used for food for yourself. Tani v'loy leich, and the Brisa teaches you, he also has to make a stipulation that she herself is only acquiring it in order to use for food. Am Rabbi Zeira, man tani v'loy leich, Rabbi Meir, to Meir avid yad eved, ki yad rabbi. Rabbi Zeira teaches us that the author of this Brisa must be Rabbi Meir, who views that the hand of a slave is like the hand of his master. The Gemara asks the question: "B'matana kubmeyahu yada isha ki ad baila b'mitzia kubabonon." Is it only in the case of a gift that Rabmeya holds that the hand of the slave is like the master's and the hand of a wife is like her husband's hand? But if it be in the case of finding an ownerless item, would he agree to the rabbonon that she could acquire it for herself? And the Gemara answers: "Amar Rabbi Zeira koy b'mana." Rabbi Zeira answered to b'mana: "Shnihi shu kazaka dat midas acher." A gift is different because another person is giving it. Amalei, with mana responded, "V'loy kol shekein hi ma im shehi kazaka midas acher atoim mezachas ha'isha zachas ha'baila kanchu kazaka midas adzmoi loy kol shekein zachar eved yizke rabbi." All the more so if, when she acquires from another person, you say that whatever she acquires goes to her husband. Certainly, when a slave acquires an ownerless item without another giving it, it should be acquired directly to the master.